And we turn now to NPR's Don Gagne. He's with Senator Obama in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Senator Obama delivered a speech earlier this evening at the town hall there. That was before the polls closed, of course, in West Virginia. And Don Gagne joins us from Cape Girardeau. The senator is not tonight in West Virginia. What's the reason behind that choice?
They are downplaying West Virginia as much as a state can be downplayed. No rally anywhere tonight. In fact, the senator has completed his campaigning for the day, a town hall meeting that wrapped up before the polls closed in West Virginia, and we are on our way to the next state, which is Michigan.
Now, Don, you were with the senator there earlier tonight when he spoke, and we're going to hear just a bit of that tape now.
Great. I'm not worried about the Democratic Party being divided come November. And the reason is that there's too much that unites us as Democrats. There's too much that's at stake, and there is going to be a clear choice when it comes to the election on November 4th. Now, there is one thing that is certain, and that is the name George W. Bush will not be on the ballot in November. We know that's the case.
Don, what do you know about the Barack Obama game plan from here on out in the election?
They continue to rack up superdelegates, and they are now ahead in superdelegates. They are ahead in pledge delegates. The case that the campaign makes is, even though West Virginia went the way West Virginia went today, there's no surprise there. Everybody knew it was going to be a big Hillary Clinton win, but look at the overall numbers. And Barack Obama has been the superior candidate over the course of the year. And, one thing they point to is, while Senator Clinton can tout her win tonight, West Virginia has, 28 delegates? Well, Senator Obama has picked up 27 superdelegates in the past week. So, it makes it a wash. He continues to get closer to the finish line, and they expect in a week in Oregon, after Oregon votes and Kentucky votes, to have the majority of pledged delegates guaranteed as well. They're not claiming victory yet. They're not getting ahead of themselves, but they are very, very confident as a campaign.
And it's significant that Barack Obama won Missouri back on the 5th of February, small margin. Can he carry it in the fall, do you think?
That's why they are here tonight. Senator Obama is already looking to some of those states that have already had their primaries that will be hotly contested, that will be the kind of must-win states that Terry McAuliffe is talking about for Democrats in the fall. They see Missouri as one of those states. Claire McCaskill, the U.S. Senator, is one of his longest and strongest allies. They think they can make a case for putting Missouri in the Democratic column in the fall.
NPR's Don Gagne with Senator Obama in Cape Girardeau, Missouri tonight. Thank you, Don.
A pleasure.